I was thrilled to see when I updated my iPhone this week that there's a brand new feature on the Apple Podcast app. And as a podcaster myself, I've just got started. This is very exciting to me. Tell me, if you can, just a bit more about podcast transcripts, because it's so exciting.
Yeah, I am super excited about this and how it really expands the accessibility of podcasts, not just to the deaf and hard of hearing community, but to many users for whom having that the text available to them is super valuable as they are experiencing podcasts. And the idea behind this is we have now incorporated transcripts into all of our podcasts. And you know, I love the fact that because we have so many different elements to Apple, so many different features and apps and things, we're often able to take the best of what we learned from one and incorporate it into something else.
Yeah.
So in this case, we looked a lot at both how our customers use our Books app to read books, as well as how they're using lyrics in Apple Music. And built into the podcast app, a new transcripts button. When you click on it, you are delivered the automatically delivered the full pod or the full transcript of podcasts. And this now applies to millions of podcasts. It's not about a specific podcast that might have an audience size of something or above. It's really available for everything. When you click on that transcripts button. You are then delivered the transcript. It actually does do word by word highlighting, so you can follow along and give that kind of multimodality to be able to see and hear it at the same time. And you know, not only does it give you the full transcripts, you can actually scroll up and down, start it from a specific place if you wanna, you know, if you've listened to part of the podcast but wanna move on to another section. You can now search on all of the podcasts based on a word or a phrase to find what, you know, whatever element you want to find. So lots of functionality. And we actually designed this to have both a, you know, a color contrast and a font that we've, through research and, you know, some of these other apps as well, determined are really great for long form reading. So lots of things that we can do. And also with the transcripts, one of our goals is also to make sure that the podcast creator, someone like yourself, feels like they're in control of this. So while we can deliver a transcript for you, if you feel that you have a transcript you would like to use instead, you can always go through the podcast creator app and upload your own transcript.
Yeah. And I think that's so super important, isn't it? Because, I mean, you know, me as a blind person, I want my audience to know that they're going to be able to access my content. And, you know, not only the deaf and hard of hearing community are benefiting from this, you know, we're looking at masses and masses of audiences just turning their content on mute all of the time. So it's so important that you guys have gone into this space. It's just so exciting.
Well, and I love the possibility for the deafblind community. You know, when now something could be available through a Braille display for someone in to be able to take in podcasts that way. And I should mention that at the start, these are available in English, Spanish, French, and German. So for all of the podcasts out there in those four languages, these transcripts will now be available.